We are in full festival, northern Germany, close to a village named Budlitz. It's one of the reference festivals in Europe. It's been for a while, WUF Festival. It's named like the primary festival of the Goa scene. Today is the third day of the festival. 2 days ago I was walking through the market and noticed a very interesting and remarkable shop. It's a clothing shop from Sweden, and we met the designer, the owner, the creator of the label, and here we are with her. Her name is Linda, so thank you for being here.
Thank you a lot for having me here.
So yeah, let's start asking you about the origins of the projects. When it was, what was your motivation to make it?
I started the Tanya design around 7 years ago. For all my life I have been sewing since I was 4 or 5 years. And when I was a little bit older, I started to make my own clothes. But then 7 years ago, I started to make clothes for selling. And the reason was I had been into the sizing for many years and enjoyed a lot. And I felt I wanted to get a more active role and give something back to this culture that has given me so much inspiration for life.
Yeah, talking about inspiration, that was what I noticed from the first moment when I saw your clothing, that it fits pretty much the scene, no? In terms of the design, the colors you use, the kind of material. So yeah, let's talk about a little bit about this.
Yeah, I mean, the roots for my label is in the trans culture, and I always get the best ideas for my next collection during the festivals in the summer. Because here, yeah, it's so many colorful, beautiful people and wonderful music and the good vibes. So when I come to the festivals in my shop, it's like to come home.
Yeah, and that's definitely, it should be a long journey in terms of making designs and working into new collections. I noticed that you had a new collection for this summer, 2010. Maybe you can tell us a little bit about how often do you get new stuff, or if it's something that you have in mind, for instance, every year to have something new, or depending on your inspiration?
In the beginning, when I started, I do everything by hand at home. Then after being to my first festival, Full Moon, I decided to go to Bali to try the production there. And since then, I try to make one new collection every year. So I want to make for the summertime, for the festival, I make a new collection. And this year I went to Nepal this spring, and I decided to use something new. So I started to use some organic materials, which I want to continue doing. And also since I started, I use what I call vegetable leather. It's like an option for the leather style, which I think is very beautiful. But for me, I don't eat meat, so normally I try to avoid clothes from leather. So that was the idea, because in the same way I like meat for the taste, I think leather is very beautiful. But if it doesn't have to come from animals, I think it's nice to give an option for the vegetarian style. So that is one of my things in my shop. And now I think it will be more also organic material. I use organic cotton and organic hemp.
And how is it going with your business or shop? I mean, in terms of you can live from that, or you need another job on a side. So how is it going?
So far, I have another job on the side. Since some years, I work as a personal assistant for a handicapped man in Sweden. And that is a good thing to combine with the clothing, because it's totally different work. But maybe one day in the future, I hope to can live on this. But also right now, I think it's good to not have this economical stress. So I can do what clothes I want to create from my heart. I don't have to think so much about the money. And that makes me more free as a designer, I think. So we'll see what the future will give, but maybe also I could think about working with something else that is creative on the side. And yeah.
Well, actually, you were talking a bit about the money. I should say that the prices of your clothing are pretty competitive. I mean, in terms of the quality price you get, it's very affordable. So yeah, of course, you are based in Stockholm. You, from time to time, you go to festivals, but I think you have a website where the people can check your stuff and order from that, right?
Yes. I have a web shop, www.titaniadesign.com, and now there is both Swedish and English, and it's possible to order from everywhere. So in the winter time, that is my main business, and I also sell to some shops, and in the summertime I go to the festivals. And for me, the best part is to go to the festivals, because for me, the biggest, this is nothing you do if you want to get rich. For me, the biggest payment is to see people's face when they see my design, and their reaction when they try them on, and when they're walking around, and always the people make so good choices. It's like the clothes were beautiful before, but when they to take them on, they fit so good, and it's like the clothes get a new life and become much more beautiful. And I mean, for me, I make the clothes for dancing, so when I see them in the dance floor, I'm really, really happy. And this is, for me, the best payment.
Nice. Talking about the festivals you go for shopping, what's your criteria? I mean, what's your decision to go to this festival or not? Can you tell us a bit?
Yeah, mainly it's a practical decision. From Sweden, it's quite close to Germany, and I always like the German festivals. They make very good parties. So those two reasons make me come to Germany a lot. Last year I was also in Switzerland. It was a very nice festival, and it was very good good reactions for my art. And the best is maybe the festivals with people from all over the world. I tried in Sweden and some other festivals, and that is okay, but the trans festivals is always the best. And for me, where I've been, it has been nice everywhere.
The name of your label, Titania, how you thought about name your project like that?
Well, the inspiration for me has always been the forest, fairy tales, and the fairies. So this name, this comes from Shakespeare's Midsummer Night Dream, and it's the name of the fairy queen. And it's also the name of Uranus' largest moon. So for me, it was a perfect name.
Good. Well, that's more or less what we wanted to ask you. I think that people, like you said, can check the website for further information. Do you have in mind to attend some festivals the rest of this summer and also for next year?
For this summer, I think Wolf will be the last one, and that's mostly practical things. But for next year, we wish to go maybe to Osora and yeah, festivals more south. And also, yeah, maybe in Spain, or I also heard some middle-aged festivals, and that would be a new market to try. So I'm open for new places, and also the old good places. I think like Germany, I will, as soon as they continue, I think I will be back here.
Okay, Linda, so thank you very much, and yeah, wish you good luck, you end up this festival, and for the next future projects.
Thank you, Jonas.